Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Joined now by our weekly visit, Coach Derek Mason over at Vanderbilt. Coach?
Yes.
Good talking to you.
Man, you too. You too.
Last week, we were talking about drawing a line in the sand. You said you got to draw a line in the dirt, and we did that, and it was a rough game that came after that, man.
It was. Listen, I just because the line's drawn doesn't mean that the line's erased.
I like it. Good start.
You know, that's sort of where you have to be. I mean, I've already, you know, stated, you know, like, to this team, like, where we sit. And let me tell you, a lot of the things that we're experiencing right now, you know, it comes with maturity. I mean, we just aren't a mature team right now. And with that being the case, maturity at the quarterback position hasn't been. I mean, you can be older, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're mature in what you're doing. And that's continuing to show up. So whether it's the immaturity in youth, okay, or mature inconsistency, it really doesn't matter. Our older guys got to play well. Our young guys got to play well. It's got to be connected. It's got to be complementary football, and it hasn't been that. So you go back, man. You look at what you the incremental wins that you took from that, and believe me, I saw a little, but not a ton, and I needed to make sure that these guys understand what the expectation is, and they do. So what we got to do now is go get a win.
Yeah, see, that man, I was blown away by what happened on Saturday. Is that the kind of game where you do go through the tape and try to teach and learn and things like that, or do you just move past that?
You know what? I mean, I looked at it, man. I looked at it, and, you know, I mean, the players looked at it with the coaches. But, you know, in this, I think we showed them, you know, man, how all the individual mistakes sort of add up. But, you know, what we saw last week was, you know, I mean, a football team that's come out and done exactly what it's done, you know, man, several weeks in a row. I mean, we've moved some things around. We've looked at some things. But we came out, we scored. Okay, man, we put points up on the board. And then you're saying, okay, defense, get a stop. And it doesn't turn into a stop. It turns into a drive. And then what you see is stagnation on offense. And you're like, okay, where's this thing going? I mean, and all of a sudden, okay, man, we're down. Okay, man, we have opportunities to come back, and we turn the ball over, and, you know, we just never seized any type of momentum in that ball game, none. And again, it's a momentum game. When you don't seize it, okay, and you give it to the other team, that's what can happen. I mean, I've been there before. It's not new. I mean, experienced it my first year, experiencing, you know, some of it now. But, I mean, I'm better built for it now than I was then. I didn't know then. I understand now. So, in the midst of the storm, man, you just continue to be still. You continue to lead. You continue to demand and understand that the expectation has to be met.
Coach, you mentioned the lack of momentum offensively. When you do pop in the tape, what did you maybe pinpoint has to change for that to change? Where is the struggle?
Well, like the struggle I saw was, you know, in the idea of wanting to throw the football, needing to throw the football, and not handing the football off enough to Keyshawn. That, yeah. I mean, we handed it to him, okay, and he goes 30 yards. Then he goes 6, then he goes 45 yards. I mean, he got 15 touches in that game. The reality was, okay, man, we should have gave him the ball 35 times. But we took some shots. We had some opportunities, but, you know, I mean, didn't connect. Guys were open. We had plays there, but again, you know, we got to understand who we are and make sure that around the quarterback position, man, we give that chance, that position a chance to make everybody else around it successful by what they can do. Go ahead.
Now, I imagine there's been a meeting where this message has been delivered, but I'm curious, as a head coach, clearly coordinators call games and things like that, but as a head coach moving forward, do you listen more intently on the headset and try to say, hey, man, we got to get Keyshawn more involved. Let's go. You know what I mean?
I'm there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm there. I'm on the headphones. Yeah. And I understand that when we step on the field, 95% of the time, he may be one of the best players on the field. So, you know, what you do in understanding that, I've seen it happen at Kentucky with Benny Snell. Okay, man, and what they were able to do a couple of years ago, Jordan Matthews was that type of player. Get your best players the ball. And everybody else around him, hey, man, if they get the balls that they need, okay, man, it means that we're getting enough opportunities. But when I saw, you know, like what he was able to do and you come out of that ball game, you fully understand that, man, he should have touched the ball. I know he went out, you know, man, for a bit. And had he not been out, he would have been touching the ball. There's no doubt in my mind because – You gotta go to your bell cow. You gotta scratch where it itches, and he's that guy.
So at quarterback this week, same plan. Riley Neal starts. Deuce gets in early.
Got a plan. Yeah, got a plan for Saturday. We're gonna see exactly where it materializes. But I think you'll like what you see on Saturday. Man, let's make sure we line up. Let's get ready to play.
All right, that's a different answer than you gave last week.
Yep.
Told me that I needed to get more sleep.
Yeah.
I'm anxious to see it, man. I'm anxious to see
Let's go. Coach, Let's
Coach
go.
Derek Mason, our guest. Let me ask you this. At a time like this, I know in the past maybe David Williams was a guy you knew well. You had a good relationship with him because you guys have worked together for a long time. Is Malcolm Turner a resource? Is he a guy that you lean on in times like this? Do you talk to him much?
You know, Malcolm's a resource. Malcolm's been, great in being able to, travel with us, and see, other places we've been, to look at this team and how this team's prepared. And you know what? I mean, some people say, he's looking and evaluating. And yeah, man, that's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to look and evaluate. He's supposed to look and see, what do we need? Okay, man, are we lacking things? Do we need more? And I think he's been very cordial, like with me in terms of our conversations. Man, we've had really good conversations about ball, conversations about where we are as a program. He's asked really good questions about like where we sit today. And I think that's what an AD should do. He should work to get involved, work to see what's in your program. Look to see what you need, and then look to see what changes need to be made. That's part of what an AD does. He should be, involved in what you do so that he's got some idea of your needs and where you need to go.
With a new AD, Derek, what level of pressure do you personally feel at 1-5 as we move through the season?
Man, I feel the same, as I did the day I took the job. I don't rely on like what outside pressures are. I don't rely on records to determine, how I live my life. Okay, but I try to live it, like the same every day. I try to be the same guy every day. That's what my team needs. That's what I need to be. That's what this job requires. It's one of the best jobs out there to me. But as most people know, man, it has its challenges. So with that being the case, I just need to make sure, man, that I'm still and I continue to be where my feet are. Because that's what these kids expect. That's what I expect. And we need to win on Saturday.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason with us talking about challenges. Missouri coming up on Saturday. They've won 5 in a row, Derek. I don't have to tell you that. They've averaged 40 points per game in this run. Kelly Bryant playing well at quarterback. Larry Roundtree, the running back. Only 3 undefeated teams in conference play. LSU, Alabama, and this Missouri group. Right. A big challenge on Saturday.
The challenge is, looking at Kelly Bryant and knowing that, when he came in, everybody thought he was a runner. I mean, he's a true dual threat quarterback who I think has made people believe, man, that he can, play from the pocket. Under Coach Dooley, and it's been, everybody thinks it's RPO, but it's not. It's drop back pass. I mean, he's been good. He sees the field well. And he does have a complimentary, group of skilled players in the running backs, tight ends and receivers. And they can go get the ball. They can make plays. They run hard. And the challenge for us is making sure that we don't allow explosive plays. We make sure that we get this team off the field on third down. And it's been tough to do, man, but I've seen glimpses of what, they've struggled with. There's going to be some opportunities. The thing that we got to do is not beat ourselves. let's cash in when those opportunities come.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Wish you the best of luck against Missouri this weekend. Thanks for checking in with us. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you. Let's anchor down.
Yes, sir. Anchor down, Coach Derek Mason, at Coach Derek Mason on Twitter.
Love that guy. It's not easy, man. But that quarterback answer was different.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Hopefully, you'll find out tomorrow.
We have a plan. I think you're going to like what you see is the answer to
maybe some wild Keyshawn,
the quarterback. But clearly, Keyshawn Vaughn is going to get the ball more, judging by what he just said.
Well, and I thought it was interesting. He brought up the Benny Snell comparison. Everybody in that entire stadium always knew Benny was going to get the ball, and it didn't matter. It didn't matter. You still couldn't stop him.
Did you learn something there from that interview for your broadcast coming up? I saw you jotting down notes.
Learned what to push on and ask tomorrow in the coaches' meeting.
That's not over live radio.
Correct.